What if God's righteousness is not just a doctrine you affirm, but a standard that reshapes your tone, your choices, and even our laws? Let's uncover how the gospel reveals God's righteousness and how you can walk into the public square today with justice, mercy, and humility without compromising truth. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this series that we are calling Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty. If you are, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app. Also, some people say, what do I comment on? Well, you can say where you're listening from, or maybe there's another Bible verse that comes to your mind. You can put that in the comment or the chat. We would just love to see you interacting with us on this daily devotional. Finally, if you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. Your monthly support helps keep programs like this on the air and going out so that we can change hearts and then in turn change the public square. So let's dive into God's word today. It comes from Romans chapter 10, and we're going to read verses 1 to 4. It says, "Brethren, my heart's desire, my prayer to God for them is their salvation. For I testify about them that they have a zeal for God, but not in accordance with knowledge. For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law of righteousness to everyone who believes." All right, so let's break this down. And I want to start with this question. What is God's righteousness? You know, you think about this. God is perfectly right in his nature, always acting in accordance with his holy standards, and he's without sin or partiality. He is faithful to his covenant relationships, and he's faithful to his promises. So we're going to look at God's righteousness. And the first thing we see in verse 3, it says, not knowing about God's righteousness. And we don't want you to be ignorant of God's righteousness today. We want you to be fully aware of who God is and what his righteousness is all about. So let's go to Psalm chapter 11, and we're going to go to verse 7. It says this, Psalm 11, 7, "For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness, and the upright will behold his face." First thing we learn there is that God is righteous. So he has a standard. He's holy. He is just. He is faithful to his covenants. He is that very essence of that, and that he is a righteous God, and that he loves righteousness. Do you know that God loves it when you do the right thing? He loves when his children obey his voice. Just like a parent, when our kids obey our voice, it is a delight to our souls, to our minds, to our whole entire bodies. So another Psalm, Psalm 145, and this is verse 17. It says, "The Lord is righteous in all of his ways and kind in all of his deeds." Have you thought about God being kind in the midst of his righteousness? Sometimes we don't put those two words together, like God is righteous and God is kind. But the fact is, he is both of those things. He is righteous and kind. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. So when you call upon God and you call upon him in truth, that's very important, that the Lord is near to you. In other words, you can't make up your own God or make up your own ways and try to figure out, God, what are you doing here? And you are understanding the very fact that he wants you to base your calling upon him in truth. So let's look at this. God loves righteousness. And as you go into the public square today, think about, what are the right things of God? What are God's standard? How would God call this just? How would, what would God have to say about my tone, my attitude, my actions today? And so this is a place where we can begin to work with God as the Holy Spirit moves upon us and the Word of God convicts us so that we walk in his ways. Now, let's go over to the next slide. They sought to establish their own righteousness. And we're going to go to Romans chapter, chapter 1, and it's verse 17. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." the gospel, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation. Look at that. So Jesus's atoning work on the cross is the power of God to save your soul, to save my soul, to save all of humanity, whether you're Jew, Gentile, Greek, or barbarian. We see that this saving knowledge is only through Jesus Christ. To everyone who believes, do you believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Inside the gospel message, inside the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ, we have the righteousness is revealed. So think about that. Jesus's atoning work on the cross reveals righteousness to you. The right things of God, his holy standard, his covenant relationship with us, his promises to us as the bride of Christ. So maybe you're a Jew and you're thinking, will God fulfill his promises to us as a nation? And the answer is a resounding yes. He will fulfill his promise. And it even says here, for it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. And what are we having faith in? Are we having faith in our circumstances and faith in our surroundings, faith in our nation, faith in our country? No, it's faith in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that his work on that cross is a saving work. And finally, it says that they did not want to subject themselves to God's righteousness. So let's talk about this last area, Micah chapter 6, verse 8. And I love these set of verses. It talks to us about, he has told you, oh man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To do justice, number one, justice. To love mercy, number two, mercy. And two, what? To love kindness. So we have justice, kindness, or mercy, and humility, and to walk humbly with your God. That is what God requires of us, justice, mercy, and humility. Now think about how you might walk in the public square today in justice, mercy, and humility, doing the right thing, being merciful in your approach, and yes, being humble. And remember, just because you're humble doesn't make you a liar, right? We're not humble in the lack of truth. Humility should be expressed only in truth, but it's done from a position of surrender to Almighty God versus a position of pride. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And God, we want to be people who understand your righteousness. God, let the foundation and the bricks of our life be such that they build upon each other, starting with the gospel message that Jesus Christ saves, that there's no other way to the Father except through him. And that foundation builds out where we walk with mercy and humility and justice in our hearts and in our minds. Move on us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.